This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 28th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Climate smart bills stall. Reclamation tweaks allocations. Can MAHA reassure farmers? And fish farm fast track effort flops. Legislature stalls climate smart ag bills. Appropriations committees dropped the axe on more than 300 bills on Friday. The democratically controlled committees label the legislation as too costly for the state to implement. Yet the biannual culling has long been criticized as a measure for politicians to conveniently dispense with unsavory bills. Among the proposals blocked was SB 462. It proposed to invest $20 million annually in conservation easement, an argument that gained little traction amid an increasingly tight budget environment. The Progressive California Climate and Agriculture Network backed the bill and also joined with California Certified Organic Farmers to support AB 937. It would have established a grant program focused on easing the organic transition for farmers and ranchers. The author, Assemblymember Damon Connolly of San Rafael, was also the latest lawmaker to lead a long and contentious fight over setting carbon sequestration goals for farms and forests. The California Farm Bureau contended that many factors are at play when farmers consider such climate-friendly practices and that establishing targets would upend the careful decision-making. Other bills focused on climate resilience grants for agricultural experiment stations and creating a new water right for restoration projects. You can read about the stalled bills on regulatory oversight in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It's hitting inboxes later this morning. Reclamation again bumps up allocations. The Bureau of Reclamation yesterday announced another 5% boost in water allocations for contractors. South of Delta irrigators can expect to receive 55% of their contracted amounts, while cities will see 80%. Acting Regional Director Adam Nichols said the Bureau has now greater certainty over water availability as the precipitation season closes. That has allowed the Trump administration to, quote, responsibly adjust the Central Valley project allocations to better meet the needs of water managers. Callie Means, a key figure in the Make America Healthy Again movement and a special advisor to the White House, says American farmers and agriculture will be engaged in the Baja Commission's policy development phase. Last week, farm groups complained they were not included in conversations leading up to the release of the commissioner's first report, which focused on identifying research areas. Following the report's release, groups blasted the report for its findings on pesticides and raised concerns that the panel's policy plans could hurt American agriculture. Means responded in a post to X yesterday, assuring farm stakeholders they will be, quote, heavily engaged in the commission's policy development. Means wrote, quote, there is zero plan, and in fact, it would be insane to do anything rash to hurt the American farmer. But we also need to engage in a mature conversation about what the optimal world should look like in 10 years and how to get there through pro-growth policies. In the meantime, another influential name in the Maha space, Vanna Hari, a.k.a. the Food Babe, suggests the administration could look at ways to cut back on pre-harvest glyphosate applications. Speaking on News Nation last weekend, Hari said this process is responsible for 90% of dietary exposure to the chemical, but only makes up about 3% of glyphosate use in the country. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Grassley, strike tariff deals to spur EU negotiations. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says that if the U.S. wants to accelerate trade talks with the European Union, it should strike more deals with other trading partners. Grassley told reporters yesterday, quote, we should continue pursuing deals like the recent agreement in principle with the United Kingdom. This will provide relief to American producers and consumers while adding pressure to the European Union to come to the negotiating table. On Friday, President Donald Trump threatened new 50% duties on the EU over the slow pace of talks, but postponed the tariffs after speaking with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Grassley also took aim at multiple EU ag trade barriers, including long GMO crop approval times, restrictions on live cattle imports, and the farm-to-fork strategy to reduce emissions. Grassley said, quote, I hope the Trump administration has success in tackling difficult trade issues like we face with the European Union. Pivot Bio to relocate operations in the Midwest. Pivot Bio, a developer of gene-edited microbes that deliver nitrogen products as an alternative to synthetic fertilizers, will relocate key parts of its business from Berkeley, California to the Midwest. A specific location has not been discussed. The Midwest has always been the heart of American agriculture, and it's where many of our earliest customers and most trusted partners are based. That's the word of Chris Abbott, CEO of Pivot Bio. He said, quote, as we scale, this region offers a strong center of gravity. Since 2018, Pivot Bio's nitrogen-fixing microbes have been used on nearly 15 million acres of farmland acres across North America. The company is working on approvals in both South America and in Africa. Here's today's final word. It will be a fistfight next week, starting Monday, with all the Republicans looking at this bill, combining it with the House. But we've got to get it done. That's Alabama GOP Senator Tommy Tuberville speaking on Fox News yesterday on the next steps for the Republican reconciliation bill. Tuberville used the interview with Fox's Will Cain to launch his Alabama gubernatorial bid. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellis.